And we see that these workloads have been running for nearly 2 weeks, and I checked today and they're still running. So it has been more than 3 weeks, and the GPU utilization has been so high. On the contrary, I have some examples of interactive workloads here. These are Jupyter notebooks. These are two instances of OLLaMA. And we can see that the notebooks have pretty varying utilization here. But for example, this notebook have zero average GPU utilization in past days, so that is quite waste. And the same applies to OLLaMA instances because they just reply to user questions at some times. And this is a closer comparison of two different notebooks of two different users. The first user's notebook, we can see that like the GPU and CPU utilization happen at the same time for some reason. And there are quite gaps between that. For example, this is one whole day. So the user has created a notebook, but is not using it all the time, and it's a waste. This user, however, we can see that even there are times when no resources are used. But for example, here, it's not very well visible maybe, but this is GPU utilization. Then the GPU is idle, but CPU is used, which means that the user is somehow interacting with the notebook. And this means that we cannot just decide based on GPU utilization to maybe kill the notebook or somehow remove this workload, because first, it's interactive. User might interact with it later. And second, like GPU utilization itself is not a marker of whether it's used or not. However, we might want to tell user one that he should be using jobs or something similar. We don't know why he's using notebooks.